Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Right now, a caravan of more than 1,000 people from Central America is heading toward the United States and heading straight for a showdown with the President of the United States. President Trump tweeting this. We have today informed the countries of Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador that if they allow their citizens or others to journey through their borders and up to the United States with the intention of entering our country illegally, all payments made to them will stop.
So the caravan isn't 1,000 anymore. It's 4,000 people.
From one country, Honduras.
Correct. So, we know that if they are allowed into the United States, if they go to the border, if they claim asylum, they're most likely all going to get in, and Arizona will get hundreds of these people.
Yeah.
And probably they will go to churches. Is there a political reason why ICE is now dropping hundreds of people right here in the valley at churches? Does it have to do with Trump, the midterm, and Martha McSally?
Yes, yes, and yes, according to certain advocates.
Okay.
I'll say that.
There's some people that are saying the real reason that Trump is dropping asylum seekers here in the valley is to get the Republican base riled up.
Right.
And to get them to the polls,
mm-hmm,
to put Martha McSally in an Arizona Senate seat.
Yeah.
True or false? Is that the deal?
I don't believe it. By this administration, they can't stay ahead two steps of anybody. I mean, look how they separated the separation of children from their family and keeping track of those children. I don't think this would be so much of a, you would have to be diabolical to figure out when to release these people, how to release these people, and to even get these people here and process them in the time of... Is it a coincidence?
Think about the timing.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Think about the timing.
Is it a coincidence? Yes. Is it an all-out plan by the Trump administration? He and the rest of the people in his administration aren't that smart to orchestrate something this diabolical. But I can see advocates using it to their advantage of saying, oh, this is just a political ploy. No, it's not a political ploy when you've got people from Central America basically taking advantage of a legal process in order to try to stay in this country by claiming asylum. Should everybody stay? No. But the more the president threatens Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador with cutting off their money, mm-hmm, or their support, the more he's going to make people come here too. So again, I don't think he's that smart to even orchestrate. He's not smart enough to orchestrate the right response to these countries. You don't threaten to cut them off, which makes people even more desperate and more willing to come here.
He hasn't handled it well. I think that most of us believe that, you know, when you separate children from parents, that was a horrific thing that happened. I called it Trump's Katrina. Hopefully it's the worst thing that he'll do. And he just hasn't handled it right. He's handled some things, you know, very well in office. This was one of the things that he handled extremely poorly. But even if it's a coincidence, and let's say it is, let's say it's not a plan by, you know, Trump to get the base going leading up to the midterms, and you tip the scales in favor of Republican candidate Martha McSally. Could a situation like this, since it is happening and will happen again, make people in Arizona vote for McSally?
Mm.
Because Trump's going to bring it up on Friday when he gets here.
Yeah.
He's going to use it. He is going to say, hey, listen, I know, I heard that there are hundreds of asylum seekers right here. And listen, if you don't want them here, you got to vote for McSally. And see, I got to tell you, it doesn't matter who wins, Sinema or McSally in this instance. Neither one is going to be able to change a
neither
law.
Neither side. Yeah, neither side.
Side can change a law. What is the law? If you come to the border and you say, I'm seeking asylum from so-and-so, and they check out your story, and 98% actually stay, you're in. And it's all legal. So you could use it, if you're Trump, to get McSally to win the election. But even if Sinema wins the election, you're not changing that asylum law.
Do I think people will believe him? Yes. But remember, this has been going on for years now. the Central American kids who came here in caravans and droves in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
That has never been solved. And those children are now 2 years older, 3 years older. What are we doing with them? This is something that we will continue to deal with. And if Trump uses it as a political talking point, yeah, I get it. But could he orchestrate this with ICE? No.
Right.
No, I don't think so.
You're listening to the Big Four at 4. We start the 4 o'clock hour. We bring you 4 big blockbuster stories over the span of 20 minutes.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 2.
I just got a call from a friend in the coroner's office. The autopsy found that it wasn't a heart attack. Roseanne OD'd on opioids.
Not possible. We knew she had a problem. She was only on pain pills for 2 days after surgery. Then it was just ibuprofen.
And that is a clip from last night's, not Roseanne.
No.
The Conners on ABC. They killed Roseanne. Opioids.
They killed her off.
Yeah. I got to tell you, they used something that is happening right here in the United States. Opioid addiction, opioid drug use. And they killed off one of the biggest characters in television history.
Right.
She OD'd. I didn't know how. I watched Roseanne last year. It was
remake. Yeah,
it was reboot.
The reboot.
It was very good. It was very good. It was biting comedy. It was kind of cool to see the family back together after all these years. And I didn't know how they were going to handle this. I think this is brilliant. You bring an issue to the forefront about opioids. And that's how you get rid of your character. That's
who called
how you
it?
Kill it.
Who
did
called
you,
it?
Did you say that?
I didn't say opioids, but I said they will probably have to kill her off or do something radical in order to get people's attention and to get people to say, ooh, I wonder how they handle this. But remember, I was all for the reboot. Bring
you
them
were.
Back.
You were.
Bring them back and then take advantage of the situation or take advantage of the times. And it sounds like they're doing that, but can they sustain it? I don't know. This may last a season. It didn't get as high of ratings as last time.
Did well, though, I heard.
It did. It did for their time slot, but it did not do as well as last season's when Roseanne was on. Unfortunately, Roseanne's going to comment.
She is.
And Tuesday night, the Roseanne spinoff The Conners killed Roseanne via an opioid overdose. This after controversial tweets from the real Roseanne Barr caused the cancellation of her sitcom a few months ago. Barr immediately took to Twitter after the show aired with an all-caps declaration, I ain't dead.
You are on the show.
You are
then
on the show.
A curse word. Yeah. That was followed by a statement in conjunction with a rabbi, which said that the opioid overdose was an unnecessary, grim, and morbid decision, and that ABC canceled Roseanne out of fear, hubris, and refusal to forgive.
Mm. And that's just sour grapes. I think it's a brilliant plot line. I think it gets people's attention. And like you said, it's something that not only Arizona, but this country has basically had to face. The opioid epidemic is real. And so if they can address it, and I don't like my TV too preachy, but this is taking real life situations, putting it in a sitcom and dealing with it. Good for them.
Roseanne, the Conners, no more Trump. Last year,
right.
She was a Trump supporter. Her sister was a Hillary supporter. They went back and forth. And it was very funny. This year, it is not about Trump. I still think the writers for this show are brilliant. I just don't know if people are going to watch.
Right. And that we'll see during the course of the season.
If she's not there, if Roseanne isn't there, is it really must see? Probably not. Even though I really do like this cast.
Yeah.
I just don't know if people are going to watch.
Sidebar. I do not. They're trying to bring back Murphy Brown, too.
And I thought they did already.
Or they have.
Yeah.
And I just think it falls flat. It was good at the time when they, you know, when George H.W. Bush and they could make quail jokes. This time they just seem to be screeching. It did, but with the Conners, this may work to their advantage about, you know, the drug crisis. What is this administration doing about the drug crisis? That kind of thing. I like the Conners idea. I don't like the preachy stuff on anything else.
I preach to you every day, man.
Yeah, listen. I'm not. Well,
you don't dig it.
You
don't dig it.
I just tune it out.
You tune it out now.
I go over like
after
baseball
a decade,
scores,
you tune it
hockey
out.
Stats.
All right,
kind of thing,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, we're in the middle of the Big Four at 4. Listen. We got 4 big blockbuster stories. We are only halfway through. We still have Big Story 3 and 4 to go.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 3.
I can't believe we did. All the years of activism paid off. Cannabis is legal in Canada. And everybody should come to Canada and enjoy our cannabis.
All right, that's some high Canadian who's loaded up on pot.
Right.
Because why?
Canada has actually made recreational marijuana legal
everywhere.
The entire country.
Canada makes history. They legalize marijuana. How high is that guy that we just played, honestly?
Slurring. Pretty high.
I mean, he's
pretty high.
I can't believe we did. All the years of activism paid off. Cannabis is legal in Canada.
Good for you.
And he sounds Irish now, too. So, I'm, you know, he's that high that he has another accent. So you're asking, okay, Mac and Gatos, well, as a U.S. resident, what can I do in Canada? Well, I'm glad you asked. Eric Altieri, the executive director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, or NORML, says that U.S. residents are free to consume marijuana in Canada, but you cannot bring anything back home.
Sure.
So this is going to, Canada's going to see an uptick in tourism, much like Colorado did when they legalized recreational pot. People are going to start taking tours to, you know, city, you know, Vancouver, Toronto, wherever. You know, I don't know where they might go as far as, do you go up further north? I don't know. But they are expecting a number of people from America to travel Canada to try the pot, like you would going to local beer crafters or wineries or something.
Canadians, very eager. They started waiting in line all over Canada.
The quiet line eventually snaked around the store into the parking lot, then cheers as the doors finally opened. Minutes later, the first customers emerged, products in hand and smiles on their faces.
Question.
Well, of course, they're high. Of course, they have smiles on their faces.
I don't know a lot about pot, and I know you don't either. Mm-hmm. We always say we're two people on the radio that would easily...
Two people on FM that
would
the
pass
only two people, yeah, that could pass a drug test.
Yeah. Is that where you pee into the cup? Do they do the drug test?
Yeah.
It? Okay.
Yeah.
So if the Canadians are all, you know, putting the weed in the mouth and smoking and blowing the smoke out, what if some of that weed smoke comes over the border into America? Could you get, like, a contact high?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Come on.
If there's an... What are those things called?
Wind?
No, the Arctic, the Arctic Express comes down from the Great White North.
Okay.
You could see people in Montana, Wyoming, Minnesota, North Dakota, Washington State, all getting a contact high because of Vancouver, Calgary, Winnipeg, Toronto, you know, places like that.
Canada ushers in historic new era with legalization of pot.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
I wonder if they're going to sell it to Tim Hortons all around, you know?
I don't know. You're listening to The Big Four at 4. We got four big blockbuster stories to start the 4 o'clock hour.
The Big Four at 4. Big Story 4.
Are you ready?
Am I ready for what?
Are you ready?
For?
Are you ready?
Okay, I'll just say yes.
Do you feel it?
Feel
are
what?
Are you ready to feel it?
Am I ready? What?
Are you ready to feel it?
Okay.
Feel the pain!
Oh.
Feel the pain!
Bernie Sanders is coming to Phoenix.
Why?
Oh, feel the burn.
Why is Bernie... Why would Bernie Sanders come to Arizona?
Well, let's see. Kyrsten Sinema is smart enough not to go and campaign with him in Arizona.
Okay.
But David Garcia isn't. David Garcia, if you don't know who that is, he's actually... I don't blame you because there are no commercials on. The Democrats have pulled the money from him. He is a gubernatorial candidate, and he is going to hang out with Bernie Sanders in Arizona.
Mm.
That'll get him votes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what we love in Arizona? Socialism. That's what we love.
And even love better, even better, Bernie Sanders is going to campaign at the U of A and ASU. Of course. Trying to get the young hidden voters come out for David Garcia.
Hey, you know who doesn't vote?
Young people.
College kids.
Right,
feel
exactly.
Feel the burn.
I wonder if Bernie Sanders gets to ASU and looks around and then looks at David Garcia and goes, this is an entire waste of my good, precious time. I'm getting back on the plane and I am leaving.
This is stupid.
But before I do that, I'm going to enchiladas and I'm getting some tamales and then I'm leaving.
That's right. Feel the burn.
Who is that?
That's Obama.
That guy should be coming here.
He doesn't want to go.
But that's the guy, not Bernie Sanders. We should see Obama before the election, but he'll probably not come here.
He probably won't. Maybe we'll ask Kyrsten Sinema at 5:10 when she comes in studio.
Would you rather feel the burn or would you rather have Obama?
I know she wouldn't want Bernie Sanders here.
Right.
But Obama? I don't think so. I actually
Why not, though? I mean, why shouldn't Obama?
Because she's
come?
Running as an independent, and Obama's not an independent.
Okay.
So, yeah, Garcia is going to campaign with Bernie Sanders. 20 points he's going to lose by. I guarantee it.
20 points in the election.
20 points in the election to Ducey. All right, that's it. The Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.